Blog Talk Radio.
And she don't make enough money. Family style, living with each other style. Even if you don't live with your man or your woman, you probably don't want to see your man or your woman suffer financially. So you might look out. All right, I know, you know, you're not making enough money, you know, unemployment. If you're making a six-figure salary, even if you get unemployment in the state of Pennsylvania, for example, the state of Pennsylvania will pay you a maximum of $600 a month. I mean, a week. So that's $1,200 take home if you collect unemployment and don't allow the state to take out taxes. There's some people who collect unemployment and they still let the state take taxes out. It's already state money. Why would you let the state tax you if you're receiving unemployment? Don't let them take out no taxes. You don't have enough. So for some people, $600 is actually an increase on their salary. But if you're making anywhere from, let's say, $45,000 on up, then $600 a week is not enough. Unless that's your take home. Because, you know, after taxes, you might not be making that much money, you know, if you don't have enough dependents or whatever to be able to have your check be worth something. So it's a slippery slope. When you have to collect unemployment as a man, most men that I know don't want to be collecting unemployment. I know I hated it. they was always giving me the runaround. I didn't like the feeling of them being able to cut me off if I wasn't looking for a job the way they tell me to look for a job or whatever. There can be a whole lot of things associated with you not, with you having to collect unemployment as a man. And I can only speak as a man. You know, I don't know anybody that really likes collecting unemployment, period. But as a man, I know I don't like it. I don't be feeling it. I'm not down. So speaking from the standpoint of he's laid off and she don't make enough money. Now he might have been making decent enough money to be able to take care of her, him, the kids, the house, the bills, and all of that. And that might have been the makeup of their marriage or their relationship. Now that he's laid off, hopefully he's collecting unemployment. It ain't necessarily always the case. Sometimes people get, in most cases, you know, your unemployment, a job's unemployment insurance takes care of you being able to collect unemployment uncontested by your job. But you could have gotten laid off for reasons other than not having enough work or the job changing the way that they operate or something like that. You could have gotten laid off because you were sick. Let's say you were sick and you were out for a while. And you had already exhausted all of your time off, all of your sick time, even short-term, long-term disability and all of that. So, you know, you're laid off, but there's a good chance that your company is not trying to hire you back. So you take a situation like that, now it starts to get more serious because you might not be able to collect unemployment. Unemployment might not be an option now because of the way that you exhausted all of your other resources that was holding you down when you couldn't go to work. So for a man, that can be very demoralizing. It can. And for a man, it can be demoralizing to not have enough money to take care of your family when you previously had more than enough money to hold it down. And that might have been your source of strength. That might have been how you puffed your chest out. You know what I mean? Did the King Kong thing. And that might have been your source of pride and your ego. Oh, yeah, my wife worked, but she don't have to work. Because I got this, I do this, I blah 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 blah. My kids go to Catholic school. I have two or three car notes. I pay off all my insurance. We good. Everything's straight. And then you're not in that position anymore. And you may have felt like that was your worth when you was getting it like that. Now you're laid off. Bottom line, you ain't got that money coming in. You know, you forced to go out there, hustle, scramble, try to do your best in order to make ends meet. And it ain't working out the way that you're used to it working out. And it's starting to work on your self-esteem. It's starting to work on your self-worth. It's starting to work on your pride, your ego. You know, you ain't got that pep in your step like you had before when you was working and making all the money and you was the breadwinner. You ain't standing tall. Your head ain't held high. And your woman might be trying to, you know, keep you up like, you know, baby, don't worry about it. You know, you got this. You took care of me so long, now it's my turn to try to take care of you. And she's down to do that, but she don't make enough. She don't make enough. Let's say you was making $95,000 a year, just for an example. You was making $95,000 a year, she making $40,000 a year. Now, if you combine the 95 and the 40, then you got $135,000. You was doing all right. Y'all was doing good as a household. It was nice. It was nice. That's Audi in the driveway money. You know what I'm saying? You know, you good. Now, y'all done reduced that down to this lowest common denominator. Y'all was living out in the burbs. Y'all might have to stay at your mom's house now for a little. You know, you behind on the mortgage. Stuff is happening. Okay, maybe you're not behind on the mortgage, but with your woman only making $40,000 a year, it's hard for you to keep up with that mortgage. It was a high mortgage. You know, you got $200,000 house. $250,000 as a matter of fact. Quarter mil. 30-year mortgage. Quarter mil. Your monthly payment, something like $1,500, $1,600 a month. something like that, and your credit was straight. Now it's a strain for y'all, you know, for your woman to be able to try to make that mortgage payment. She ain't gonna have no money left. She barely bringing that much in, take home a month, you know. So, and she might be feeling guilty because of that. Like, damn, baby, you know, I'm gonna hold it down for you. You know, we gonna make it. Don't worry. Keep your head up. Everything is gonna be all right. Blah 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 blah. And that's if you got a decent woman. That's if you got a good woman. That's if you have a supportive woman. That's if you have a woman that loved you for you, for real, for real. You just happen to have a couple of dollars and was doing the damn thing. If you got a good woman, a woman that sees through all of the material shit and all of that, she will support you in that way, hold it down for you in that way, bust her ass for you in that way to try to keep everything straight. What if she's not that type? What if she ain't? What if she the type like, I ain't supposed to be taking care of no man. You know, my mama ain't raised me to take care of no man. The man's supposed to take care of me. The man's supposed to make sure I got money. The man's supposed to make sure I have Gucci and Louis bags. The man's supposed to make sure I got red bottom shoes. The man's supposed to make sure I got concert tickets. The man's supposed to make sure my car no pay. The man's supposed to make sure. All right, so I'm gonna try to help. I'm gonna try to do this for him, but I think he better get his shit together with the quickness. I think he better get it together with the quickness, because this is a big change for the both of you, for the whole household. And we ain't even talk about, you know, the example that sets for the kids. You know, the kids. Daddy was once going to work all the time. Daddy was hardly ever home. Now daddy's home all day. He doing a Mr. Mom thing. He doing a Mr. Mom thing. Mommy used to be the one that dropped us up to school, come pick us up from school, take us to soccer practice and baseball and basketball, football and dance and, you know, whatever. Now daddy doing that thing because mommy got to be at work doing that overtime because she got to make sure we can get this car note. You know what I mean? So we done went from the good cereal to the, you know what I mean? You know, them Frosted Flakes ain't the real Frosted Flakes. Them ain't called Kellogg's Frosted Flakes. Them ain't Kellogg's Frosted Flakes. You know, this is like some other Frosted Flakes. They flakes, and they got frost, you know what I mean? So there's a hardship. So, you know, the kids feel it too. So the two of you might be feeling bad about that role reversal and what it looks like. Looks like what it looks and feels like to you, what it looks like to the children. And then everybody else got to get involved. Everybody else got to have their say-so. You know how it go. You know, your parents, your siblings, aunts, uncles, cousins, your coworkers that found out. You know, your cousins, the people around the way. You know what I mean? They done came and put a boot on your car. All right, no, it ain't repo time yet. But yo, you behind on your tickets. They done booted your car on the block. You gotta hurry up and go downtown and pay them tickets before they come with the tow truck and, you know what I mean, impound your shit for the night. People see. Like, yo, the Audi. He don't be driving the Audi that much. You know why he don't be driving the Audi that much? Gas higher than a month. But he got to drive the other car. Yeah, you know, we got a little bonus Toyota Corolla over there. You know, we're going to rock out with Toyota Corolla. I mean, this big nigga stand like 6'4". Damn near 300 pounds. He rolling around here in his Corolla. He can't gas that Audi up. Plus, the Audi need repairs. Can't keep up with the Audi. But the Audi got a boot on. He got to go ahead and... Okay. Okay, all right, let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun Sun 752. And this your daily. Go get a mission show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say, Omar, what the art? This is the Daily Go Get a Mism Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Tonight, on this Pretty Petty Tuesday, we are talking about he's laid off and she don't make enough money. What y'all know? He's laid off and she don't make enough money. What is enough money to be making? She might make enough money to be able to take care of her and her children like she was when she was a single parent. But she combined income with her man. She combined income with her husband. So, you know, after a while, you start getting used to a certain lifestyle. Even when you try to, like, if y'all anything like me, listen, if y'all anything like me, y'all done been through the financial ringer and all of that. So, you know, you still be spending money like you don't have no money, even when you get some money, because you still scared. You know what I mean? To switch jobs too much. You know, life changes and lost your birthright, all kinds of old crazy shit. So when you've gone without for a certain amount of time, you tend to hold on to the way that is because you don't trust the future of your financial situation. You like, listen, I know what it's like to have to go back, and if I have to go back, then I'll go back, but I ain't trying to go back, and what I'm going to do is I'm still going to keep my money, stack my chips, and build. So if in the worst of times and the worst of things that happen, I'll always have mine. T. Carrie Wright, thanks for blessing me with the super sticker. I appreciate me. S-O-M-E, some you. Appreciate it. Without a doubt. Let me say this stuff to my people. Let me see what's up with y'all. It's good. Y'all feel it. You know what I mean? The DG show. Hold up. Got a whole lot of windows open here. Hold on. Let me fix this, y'all. I mean, my house dirty. You know what I mean? My computer house is dirty. It's filthy over here. What? All kinds of windows laying around here. I'm looking like Anderson. Like Anderson window. Let me close some of these. These ain't doing nothing for me. Let me get right. Let me see. Cal Chamber, let me friend me. Favorita, thanks for coming on through. It's always great to see you. And my brother, Ansel Jones, Baltimore brother. Girls can't leave him alone. She carry right morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your sight. Stacy White, thanks for coming through. Good to see me some. You and Mia Cunningham, too. What's going on, Mia? And also, Naturalista Rap. That's what I'm talking about. What's going on, my scene rap? Yo, where you been? Good to see me some. You. Good to see me some. You. Oh, she's talking about some. You got a little self-esteem. No, not tonight. He got laid off from his job and now he got to buy the cheap apples in the bag instead of the loose apples with the Honey Crisp. He got low self-esteem. Yeah, you had to take your child out of Catholic school, even though it wasn't that good of a Catholic school, but you had to take him out of Catholic school and put him in public school, even though it was a better public school financially. But you can tell you only took him out because you ain't have enough money to pay that tuition bill. You got low self-esteem. You got a little self-esteem. You had to get the Thriller jacket that was made of leather instead of the good one that was made of leather, you know, the thick leather like Michael Jackson wore. You got a little self-esteem. Yeah, you got a little self-esteem. Yeah, you ain't buying them Bisquick pancakes. You ain't buying them. You had to switch from the Bisquick pancakes to the Hungry Jack because you don't have enough money to be affording that Hungry Jack. You got low self-esteem. You got low self-esteem.
All right, anyway, keeping it a buck. Keeping it a buck is serious. This is real. And a lot of people have gone through this situation, especially when the pandemic hit. When the pandemic hit, the dynamics, the financial dynamics of a lot of families really changed. You know, and people had to deal with this situation. He's laid off and she don't make enough money. Things was tight in 2020. Tight. You know, I mean, they was tight, tight. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm talking about the way girls who had short hair had to try to get some curls back in 1984. I'm talking about that. Yo, my 70s babies know what I'm talking about. When a chick, you know, before all of this weave and wig stuff got popped, I'm talking about when your hair was only this long off of your head. You had enough hair to get a bush, a little bush, little Jerry curl bush, but you ain't really had no long hair. So your mom get that straightening comb and she try to, you know, curl your hair. Your hair was so short, you ain't even get a full curl on the joint. It'd be like a half a curl, but it was tight, half a curl. You know, I remember the half. Wanda just got her hair done. Hope it don't rain today. Because Wanda hair with them half curls, them half straightened curls, y'all saying this thing was going to tear it into peas, baby. They was going. Anyway, that's how tight things got for some people. That's how tight things got for some people during 2020 and some of 2021. As long as the mask was still on, it was hard out here. It was hard out here. Well, let's talk about it, y'all. What y'all know? He's laid off and she don't make enough money. Real life situations. What y'all know, man? Talk to me. If y'all would like to call into the show, I invite you to call in. The number to call is area code 319-527-6199. Once again, the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. Press number 1, and that will let me know that you would like to speak, and then I will call you out by the last 4 digits of your telephone number. You can rock on it, do the damn thing. Daily Go Get 'Emism Show, baby. So, for a lot of men, when they have to depend on their lady. Oh, what's up, Emily Dunlap in the house? Said Emily. When a man goes from being the sole provider or the primary larger provider in his household or in just a relationship, when he's used to being the ones that pays for the trips to Great Adventure, when he's used to being the one that pay for all of the dinners, when he's used to being the one that holds down the Christmases, the back to schools, the Thanksgiving dinners, the Easter clothes, when he's used to being the one, you know, that has all of the money, when he's used to being the one behind the wheel of the whip, you know what I'm saying? You know, because in real relationships, the man drives. Yeah, I'm going to get chauvinistic on y'all for a minute. You know what I mean? I'm going to get chauvinistic on y'all for a minute. When a man's confidence is right, he drives the car. I don't care if it's his woman's car. She'll tell you. She'll give you the keys. Like, I don't feel like driving. You drive. That's big dick status right there. You know what I mean? I'm just being real, man. I mean, listen. Your woman ain't passing the keys off to her ride if you ain't piping her right. Or if you pop piping her shallow, it ain't going to happen. What's up, man? What? I'm lying? What, I'm lying? I mean, I'm just saying. I seen it happen. I had it happen. We ride in her car. She like, nah, you drive. You ain't piping her right. She ain't doing that. Matter of fact, you piping her right, you got to make her drive. Like, listen, babe, you know what I mean? I got to do something on the phone. I got to check my balances. I got to. You know what I mean? I got to write, whatever you got to do. You be like, all right, I'll drive, but, you know, you lucky we ain't going more than, like, 15 miles. Because we had the drought of Virginia. We had the drought of Virginia like 4 hours. Like, nah, she ain't doing that. She ain't doing that. Like, no, no. You know, cause, you know what I mean? Your woman has to, she don't want to drive because she wanna peep her man out driving. You know, your woman stares at you when you drive. She stares at you when you sleep, too. They be like. Like, here she is in the passenger seat. Can't keep her hands off you. Here, we need to hold hands while we drive. Babe, I'm right-handed. I'm saying, all right, yeah. You can drive with your left. You got skills. Anyway, when that changes, it's hard. It's hard on a couple. It is. He might be feeling guilty for not being able to take care of her financially the way he was doing it before. And she may feel guilty about him not being able to do it too, because she knows how that's making him feel. And she might feel bad that she may make enough to take care of him, but she knows that he doesn't like having to be taken care of by his woman. So he's trying to get back on his feet, and she's trying to get him back on his feet. But it's hard. It's hard because his confidence is at stake. He can't afford steak right now. Now, y'all going to have to hamburger helper it up. No steak. You know, steak be like, what, like $8.99, $9.99 a pound nowadays. You know, his confidence can't be at steak. His confidence got to be at burger, ground beef. Yeah, his confidence is at ground beef. All right, I'm laughing, but I'm very serious. This is a real situation, and it can put a real strain on a couple's relationship. All right, let me see what y'all talking about here. Let me see what y'all talking about. See what y'all talking about. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. Good to see me some you, dog. Good to see me some you. Let me see. And so Jones says, cost of living will change your military check. Yes. Well, only people in the military know anything about that. You know what I mean? Mia says aunts and parents can be the worst with opinions when you down. See, the thing is, wait, Ansel said, get some paint for the red bottom. You gonna turn your black bottoms red? You're already going through a wave of emotions when you're not making the money that you used to make. And that's regardless of whether you was living high off the hog out there shining and all of that or not. It's a tough situation because people know when you don't have it no more. And it feels like they trying to kick you when you're down. But what it really is, yeah, sometimes they trying to kick you while you're down. I mean, sometimes. They may not really mean to, but they do. They don't understand how sensitive of a situation it becomes when you're already worried about your financial situation. And then here they are compounding that by, you know, saying what they want to say and doing what they do and telling you what you should have done, you know, with your money when you had it. And then maybe you wouldn't be here. But see, you know, when you was making all of the money, you should have saved some of the money. So you never know what's going to happen in your life. So you should have saved enough money. You should have saved enough money. Do they realize how much money can you save that's going to hold you down when you're not working for half a year? How much? I mean, because, you know, I've saved enough to get me through maybe for a couple of months, but 6 months down the line? 6 months down the line, that's a tall order. You know, to keep up with the bills that you have accumulated and the lifestyle that you have evolved to for 6 months? If you have saved enough for that, well, good for you. Hella planning on your behalf. But most people will start having to go into their 401k, borrowing against their life insurance, you know, having to take steps to do whatever you can to make the situation livable for yourself. I'll tell you, boy, I cannot. It's good. Naturalista Rap says, "Oh my God, half curl, ha ha." You remember them? You know what I'm talking about? You know. Oh, she said, I watch while I'm at work. I can't always be on my phone. Okay, that's what's up. Appreciate that. Carol Samuel says, whatever happened to that emergency fund? I'm just saying. There's at least the rat said, what's piping her shallow? That's when a man, he might be hitting it right. But let's just say it's a lot more room left in the twat in the back. Like in the back, they teasing his. They like, ah, nah, you can't get me. Ah. That's what the back of the twat is saying. Nah, you can't get me. That's what you piping it shallow. He's trying to reach in, but he can't get it. Don't worry about it, homie. They say all of the pleasurable parts are up in the front anyway. They say all the pleasurable parts is up in the front anyway. They say you always want what you can't have. That's what they say. Okay. Naturally, Lisa Rep says, these situations can make a man feel castrated. They can. They can make a man feel emasculated. And hopefully he has a woman that will fight tooth and nail to keep him from feeling emasculated. You know, a woman that won't tease him or belittle him because of what he's going through. Somebody that will remember what it was like, you know, when he was holding it down and he was working hard, because he might still be a hard worker. He just said doesn't have that plan right now. Hopefully he's dealing with a woman that, you know, is doing that. And so Jones says, ain't nothing wrong with steak 'em with government cheese. I don't know, man. You know, we eat cheesesteaks over here. And that steak 'em thing. I ain't never ate a home cheesesteak that was, I don't know about y'all, man. I ain't never ate a home cheesesteak that was worthy of a pizza store cheesesteak. I don't know, man. That steak 'em thing, I don't know. We ate them. Just like the, remember the old ice cream makers? Remember the old ice cream makers? You be winding that thing. You supposed to be making this ice cream. I ain't never tasted no ice cream from an ice cream maker that tasted like ice cream. That thing wasn't nothing but a milkshake maker. We gonna have ice cream? No, you ain't. You, I suggest y'all all get a straw. What kind of ice cream can you sip through a crazy straw? I'm sipping my ice cream. All the kids suck your cheeks. It's going through the crazy straw. Kids gonna die. You gonna go there. You gonna DHS is gonna be investigating your crib. Your kids died trying to sip homemade ice cream. Anyway, TK Wright says, what happened with my ex-husband? It was hard. It was a hard transition for him. I used to tell him that his value to our family was worth more than any amount of money. That's real. Carol Jimmy says, so close yet.
Nah, 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 you can't catch me. I'm going to get you. I swear I'm going to get you.
Your girl twat ain't shallow how. Your girl twat is deeper than Erykah Badu candles, neo soul, and the Pacific Ocean. Okay, anyway. DK Ray says, I love those ice cream makers. Man, I'm just garbage. Is that how hating on the ice shake? Yes, I am. It was garbage. Carol says, my cousin in South Carolina makes the best homemade ice cream. Man, show me. I want to see this. Daniel Jones says, deeper than Def Jam Poetry. I want to say Def Jam Poetry because sometimes it ain't that deep. Okay, deeper than Illuminati conspiracy theories. QAnon. Well, what's up? All right. He's laid off and she don't make enough money. Like, what do you tell the kids? Well, daddy's home for a while. He's going to be doing his thing. You know, y'all make sure that y'all listen to your father and, blah, blah, blah. All right. So, I mean, my father is my father. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like we have the option of whether to listen to him or not. I'm just wondering why he home all the time. You know what I mean? Daddy used to be out in the streets all the time. He was either working or he had something else to do. Now he home. He be home. Avoiding the mailman. That type thing. What's up with daddy? Daddy. He's laid off. She don't make enough money. What y'all know, baby? What do y'all know? Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, this is the Daily Go-Get-Emism Show. We talk about he's laid off. She don't make enough money. Not being able to afford the things that you used to be able to afford. Things like premium gasoline. Like that your gas tank, the cap on your gas tank clearly says premium gasoline only. It clearly says that on the gas cap. Premium gasoline only. And you reaching right for the 87. Like, yeah. You filled it. You half filled your tank up with half a tank of that 87. Screeched off screaming, I hate you, Vladimir Putin. Don't worry. That 87 gasoline ain't going to hurt your car. You'll just have to get a new catalytic converter once you get back on your feet. Don't worry about it. And so it says, did they ever have a stay-at-home dad on TV? No. That was unheard of. They didn't think America would be able to relate to that. Or that they would think that was a good thing. But I remember that movie a long time ago called Mr. Mom with Michael Keaton. He got laid off from a Detroit auto plant. And he had to, you know, stay home while his wife went to work. Mr. Mom. It was a, that was actually a real situation going on in Detroit. You know, when the auto plant started to leave Detroit, you know, it was serious. Very serious. And that's released the rest. Says premium gas was $15.49. I mean, what was that? All I know is this. When the gas prices started going down, they was only talking about regular gas. Plus and premium was still high. I mean, high through the roof. Like, yo, this ain't on sale. It was still five something a gallon. That thing crazy. It was crazy. Yeah. Yeah. He's laid off. She don't make enough money. Will he get back on his feet enough and fast enough to be able to repair the situation that they have going on? Will he be able to get back on his feet? Will he be able to get his mind right? Will he be so traumatized by being down for a minute that it makes it hard for him to ever get back right? Will their relationship stand the test of this financial hardship? Because some people don't make it. Because sometimes when the financial problems kick in, so do some of the other irreconcilable differences that you didn't know existed happen. You know, a man is home all day. He might be home not really being his best self. He's at home chilling, playing video games nowadays, drinking. He ain't doing his domestic chores. He's not really contributing. It could happen. You know? But he might be going through a depression. Meanwhile, Shorty's stressed out. His woman is stressed out. She got to work all the time. You know women don't like having to worry about paying bills. And you know why women don't really like to worry, don't like having to worry about paying bills? Because they actually worry about paying bills. Niggas be like, all right, well, I ain't pay them. When I get it, I'll pay them. Women be hearing a truck back up outside. The tow truck. Oh my God, they're coming to repo the car. Like, you ain't even a month behind. I can't live this way. Women be worried about the bills, for real, for real. Not all women. There are a lot of fiscally irresponsible women out there, but men be like, I mean, you know, look, I mean, I'm worried about it, but I ain't worried about it. I know that before they come to turn it off or before they come to get it, we'll go ahead. I'll go deep in the stash and give away and give them the money that I said I would never give nobody. All right. So yeah. I mean, you know, depression is a serious thing. TK Wright says, sounds like someone I know. I believe that he was depressed. Yeah. It's very depressing for a man. You know, it's demoralizing, it's depressing, it's emasculating. That's the way he feels. And it may not be that anybody is emasculating him or belittling him or making him feel bad, but, you know, the way, y'all know, I don't have to really explain this all that deeply. You know that the way you feel governs the way that you think things are going on. Perception is everything, not just other people's perceptions, but your own. And when you feel like shit, you think that you look like shit. How many of y'all know somebody that's very good looking, extremely attractive, but think that they ugly as hell, ready to get all kinds of surgeries done to them, putting on all kinds of decorations on their face and body and all of that? And you like, what the hell is wrong with you? You're such a pretty girl. You're such a handsome guy. But they don't believe that shit because inside there's a devil inside telling them, man, you ain't shit. Oh, cornball. Nobody, ugly ass, dumb, broke ass nigga. Ain't nobody gonna want you. That's what that bad person inside of you is telling you, and you believe it. because you stuck listening to him or her all day inside because you're alone at home, not being productive. And it's a big change for you, and it's not a change that you welcome. You're used to being out there getting it. You would much rather be stressed out by some boss, some manager, some supervisor, some higher up. You would much rather be stressed out by them because you know that you can work that out. You know that you can do a job good enough to validate yourself and justify whatever is going on. Y'all know what I'm talking about. We got to get ready to get on up out of here, y'all, but I was having such a good time with this topic. This is one of those topics where I would sometimes say, oh, you know what, we're going to do a part two of this. But no, we're not. Uh-huh. We won and done, baby. We won. We did it, Brooklyn. We did it. So what we going to do? I said, what we going to do? We got a pocket full of endo in my homeboys do too. Okay. So let's do these birthday shout-outs. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious October 25th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get. Make sure y'all hit that like button before y'all leave. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the show. If you haven't subscribed to the channel, number one out the box, Deonza McPherson. Happy birthday to you, Deonza. And also, get my spectacles right here, Rosalie Daniels. My people's Rosalie Daniels turning 65 years old today. Hey, how about you, Rose? And also, Kimmy, True Scorpion Pain. Happy birthday to you. And Alexis Francis turning 63 years old today. And La Beba Enriquez. Happy birthday to you. And Pauline Origa. Happy birthday to you. And Lisa Love, happy birthday to you. And my man, Sadiki, brother Sadiki Che Bay, turning 71 years old today. He was a good friend of my dad. And Cordell Bostic, turning 36 years old today. And my girl, last but not least, Tina Barnard. You know what I mean? Somerville, stand up all day, turning 63 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. October 24th, anywhere out there. October 25th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. The damn. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, man, listen. When dude is laid off and shorty don't make enough money, sometimes you have to really depend on the love. You have to rely on the love. They say that love don't pay the bills, but I tell you what, if somebody really loves you, they're going to make sure that your bills get paid. If somebody loves you, they're going to make sure that your stuff don't get cut off. If somebody loves you, they're going to make sure that you got a roof over your head, some clothes on your back, some food in your belly, and some love in your life. And that's a hell of a foundation right there. So I think that love can pay the bills, because the reason that you pay the bills for your spouse, for your man, for your woman, for your kids, for yourself, is because there's love there. You ain't going to spend all your money for all these people that you don't love in your life. My enemies can't get a dime out of me. I won't even buy their children's Girl Scout cookies. No, I won't. Even my enemy come around with the Girl Scout cookies, I'd be like, I ain't buying none of them nasty-ass Girl Scout cookies. This shit's going to taste like they did back in 1982. Nasty-ass. You know, they need to put that gluten. They need to put the gluten back in the Girl Scout cookies. I ain't buying none of them shits off of you. You bum ass. I don't know where that Girl Scout money go. For all I know, you pocketing the money. You probably stole the cookies. You bum ass. That's how I treat my enemies. I don't know about y'all, but I'm hell on earth with my enemies. Buy nothing. Oh, your kids, Your kid's selling candy? Yeah, that candy look real good. Sorry, I'm broke. I'm about to be laid off. Please don't let your pride get in the way. If you're in a situation where you need help and help is right there available to you, don't make somebody feel bad about reaching out to you and helping you. They want to do that. There are times when people have been waiting to hold you down because you've done so much good for other people and they've been peeping it out. Now it's your turn. Let somebody help you out for a while until you can get back right on your feet. And if you feel compelled to, overhelp them when you get back right for helping you. But allow them to let their love shine and let them hold it down for you for a minute. But still keep working yourself and please keep your spirits up. It's going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Thank you. Everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Hold your head, baby. Everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Don't get yourself down. Everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Real nice. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. All right, so Blog Talk, we're going to get you out of here.